It's Friday, July 25th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the Supreme Court on Thursday preserved the status quo in most of the country, guaranteeing voters, at least for now, the ability to sue to enforce rights guaranteed under the 1965 Voting Rights Act. At issue in the North Dakota case is Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which makes race-based voting discrimination illegal. The act, signed into law by President Lyndon Johnson in 1965, prohibited discriminatory practices such as literacy tests and poll taxes that disqualified many African Americans from voting in the post-Civil War era South. The court's action in the North Dakota case comes weeks after the justices decided to rehear a similar case from Louisiana next term. In ordering the Louisiana case restored to the docket for re-argument, the court said that when it schedules the date for re-argument, it will specify any additional questions to be addressed in a supplemental briefing. In other news, President Trump has directed federal agencies to find ways to make it easier to forcibly hospitalize homeless people with mental illness and addiction for longer periods, an effort to fight what the administration calls vagrancy threatening the streets of U.S. cities. An executive order signed Thursday pushes federal agencies to overturn state and federal legal precedent that limits how local and state governments can involuntarily commit people who pose a risk to themselves or others. The order said shifting homeless people into long-term institutional settings will restore public order. Surrendering our cities and citizens to disorder and fear is neither compassionate to the homeless nor other citizens, Mr. Trump's order said. The impact of the president's executive order remains unclear because states set laws and handle the process of involuntary commitments. Critics warn that such a policy threatens returning the nation to a darker era when people were often unjustly locked away in mental health institutions and does nothing to help people afford housing. In world news, the United States is cutting short Gaza ceasefire talks and bringing its negotiating team home from Qatar to discuss next steps after Hamas's latest response shows a lack of desire to reach a truce, President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff said Thursday. While the mediators have made a great effort, Hamas does not appear to be coordinated or acting in good faith, Witkoff said in a statement. We will now consider alternative options to bring the hostages home and try to create a more stable environment for the people of Gaza. State Department spokesperson Tommy Pigot would not offer details on what alternative options the U.S. is considering to free the hostages held by Hamas. Thursday's move is the latest setback as Mr. Trump has tried to position himself as peacemaker and vowed to broker agreements and conflicts from Ukraine to Gaza. Back in the U.S., federal regulators on Thursday approved Paramount's $8 billion merger with Skydance, clearing the way to close a deal that combined Hollywood glitz with political intrigue. The stamp of approval from the FCC comes after months of turmoil revolving around President Trump's legal battle with 60 Minutes, the crown jewel of Paramount-owned broadcast network CBS. Paramount earlier this month agreed to pay a $16 million settlement with the president. Paramount cited financial reasons, but big names both within and outside the company have questioned the motives of the merger. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr hailed the merger as an opportunity to bring more balance to the CBS brand. And Hulk Hogan, the icon of professional wrestling who turned the sport into a massive business and stretched his influence into TV, pop culture, and conservative politics, died Thursday in Florida at age 71. Hogan was pronounced dead at a hospital less than 90 minutes after medics in Clearwater arrived at his home to answer a morning call about a cardiac arrest, police said. Born Terry Bollea, he was perhaps the biggest star in WWE's long history. He was the main draw for the first WrestleMania in 1985 and faced everyone from Andre the Giant and Randy Savage to The Rock and even WWE co-founder Vince McMahon. Hogan won at least 6 WWE championships and was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2005. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.